According to the CDC, one in 50 children in Tennessee has some form of autism. Until 2011, Chattanooga had a team centre where parents of children with autism could take them for counselling and care. But in 2011, the team centre in Chattanooga closed for lack of state funding. But before it closed, two of the doctors working in the team centre had already created a clinic within the centre to help parents as well as adults with autism help each other. When the team centre closed in 2011, the two doctors, Leslie Rubin and Karen Wagley, a psychologist, started the CAC, the Chattanooga Autism Centre, a non-profit clinic for children and adults with autism. Dr. Dave Buck, Dr. Wagley's husband, volunteers as the executive director of the clinic.
The theme that I get from the adults who I talk to so far, and it's only been so many, it's a handful. I've talked to a dozen or more in our region who have got the diagnosis later in life. But all of them said that they're so glad to have an explanation. And as they read more about autism, they have a better understanding of why they do some of the things that they do, or why they feel the way they do, or why they think the way they do. And it's been more of a comfort. The next step that gets more difficult is, who do you get to talk to about that? And if the rest of the community still doesn't know about autism, you don't have an outlet. One big success story is the Greater Chattanooga Aspies. They're an adult social and support group started by an adult with autism, Scott Kramer. And he's on the board of the CAC, the Autism Center. They meet regularly, and they meet really on their own, unfacilitated. They enjoy their own company. And one time they allowed me to come to one of their meetings just to kind of get to know what they do. And they said that they love being able to say what they want without someone worrying that they are speaking out of turn, or it's a non sequitur, or that they're going to get blamed for this and that. Everybody understands everybody else in that regard. And it's a comforting thing.
And that's something that the center offers also, I guess, right?
Right. We offer a space. This is a space where they can come meet and set up their own appointments and their own meetings and their own groups. And that's just one example of many different programs that are built at that center.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Yeah.
So you offer treatment programs. Mm-hmm. You offer a, for want of a better term, a sort of safe, a friendly space mm-hmm. where people can come together and just talk.
Yep.
And again, there would seem to be essentially two groups: those who are suffering and those who are suffering with them.
Yes. And when you say suffering, it's more growing. It's a journey, right? It's trying to understand. And yeah, this is a place where parents can get together in a support group. There's Hope is the name of a support group that meets twice a month at noon. And there's an evening time for Hope. And people can go on our website, ChattanoogaAutismCenter.org, and find out different meeting times. Or they can find us on Facebook. That's just, again, one example of a way to use a space. And without that space, really, a lot of these things, not that they fall apart, but they don't have that common structure where one group can overlap and work with a different one and help each other, because they do.
Right. So you're facilitating networking as much as anything.
Yeah.
Because nobody really understands this yet, do they?
Yeah, we're understanding it at better and better levels,
yeah.
But we're not all the way there yet. Yeah, there's
right.
So many things that we can pull apart and figure out a little bit better.
There's a lot of interest in this, a lot of curiosity about it. But there's also, I suspect, a lot of frustration and people looking for answers.
Right, and also looking for services. So once you find out that there are things you can do to improve verbalization or improve your physical skills, occupational therapy, behavior therapy, physical therapy, then it's access to those. And it's difficult to provide that because it's expensive for clinicians to provide the service and for a space to be made available. And right now, insurance doesn't cover it very well. Sometimes it doesn't cover it at all. Sometimes reimbursement rate is very low. And so you see more and more private practice for-profit companies not providing that service. So it's left to the nonprofits. And that's one of our goals in this walk, is to be able to raise money to supplement the costs. So when someone comes in and their insurance doesn't cover the treatment, or it covers it to a very low extent, we can make up the difference. We can pay the rent and pay the clinicians, even though we get very little from the insurance company.
The walk that Dr. Buck referred to is the first autism awareness walk, set for November 9th in Coolidge Park. It'll be both a fundraiser and also a way to introduce the rest of us to autism, a complicated, difficult to understand, and often misunderstood condition, a challenge both for those who suffer and those who suffer with them. In addition to the group for adults with autism that meets regularly at the CAC, there's also a group called HOPE, which brings together parents with autistic children.
The group is called HOPE. Is there hope for the parents of children with autism? There's not a cure, right?
No, there's treatment.
Do you help them to function? Is that how
Yes, it works? It's to increase your level of functioning, to increase your quality of life. And that's succeeded leaps and bounds. We have so many success stories from parents
Could you give me one?
Sure. There's a young boy. Mom is on our board. He was told by the doctors when he was very little that he may not ever be able to be in a regular education classroom. The school system was concerned and didn't think he would graduate with a regular diploma. The boy is now in middle school and getting all A's or A's and B's, honor roll student, and succeeding extremely well. There's many stories that are just like that.
So how do you accomplish that?
Well, with the parent getting educated, number one, and knowing how to interact with your child to foster all of the good things that are within that child. And then also learning how to decrease some of the behaviors that might be getting in the way and working with what you have. And that also involves having therapy, for the most part, behavior therapy sometimes, or occupational therapy, speech therapy, from experts who can work with that child. And then those experts should also be working with the parents. And when all of that comes together, you see huge changes.
According to the CAC, over 6,000 people in the greater Chattanooga area have some form of autism. The Autism Awareness Walk, which will begin in Coolidge Park at 10:30 on the morning of November 9th, will be a 2.3-mile walk across the Walnut Street Bridge, around the Art District, and back to Coolidge Park. During the walk, you'll pass dozens of banners offering various facts about autism.
It's hard to explain autism to the typical developing population. You want to have one or two words that we could explain, and they all say that, or they see one example of it. But once you've met one individual with autism, you've met one individual with autism. There are so many individual differences within the autism spectrum that it's the same thing as the typical developing. Everyone is different. And so what it takes and what we want are people to read more and more facts, and so they can start to build a larger picture of what autism is. Now imagine this walk. You're going to walk across the Walnut Street Bridge, and on that bridge, there will be dozens and dozens of large signs with autism facts posted on them. Different people are sponsoring these facts, different teams are sponsoring these facts, and just doing the walk and reading a few things, when you leave, you will have a greater understanding of autism. And then you might meet an adult or a child with autism, and they might not fit into what you thought it would be. And that might confuse you a little bit. And so the more people you meet, the greater your understanding will be.
The deadline to register for the walk is next Monday, November 4th. More information is on the website, chattanoogaautismcenter.org. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.